The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
This is Break the Case with Jennifer Coffendaffer. Inside the evidence, behind the headlines, from someone who's been there. Here now, Jennifer Coffendaffer.
True Crimers, welcome to Break the Case. I'm your host. I'm Jen Coffendaffer. This is going to be very short, about 20, 25 minutes back on News Nation at 9 o'clock, top of the hour, to talk about some of this. But I wanted to come to you and really talk about what broke overnight. Last night, I was right in the middle of the live, and I had to take a call pertaining to a particular case. But I just wanted to come back on and kind of pick up where we left off, but more importantly, really talk about what happened last night. So last night specifically, there was an individual detained in this case. And of course, this case has to do with the kidnapping of Nancy Guthrie. You see on your screen there, and that's her daughter, Savannah Guthrie. For those of you who don't know her, she is one of the hosts of NBC's Today Show. In any event, we are on day 11 now, and still seemingly no closer to answers. Last night, I believe it was from a tip. I don't put that in absolute stone. But I know I read numerous reports from various outlets that this had to do with a tip. It could have been so much more than that, though. I do want to reiterate, for instance, could his cell phone, he was a DoorDash driver, could there have been some delivery in that area? Could he have been seen on a highway video? Remember, the location of where he lived was far really far. It was 12 miles from the Mexican border. And it was, I believe, something like around an hour south, depending on when you drive, of Tucson. So it was away from the target location. But nevertheless, essentially law enforcement took him into custody. He was taken into custody via a car stop, which is one of the most dangerous stops that you can do. And I believe that's why they had SWAT go ahead and effect that arrest. There's no more dangerous, obviously, for many reasons. You're in a killing machine, which is a vehicle. You're around other killing machines, which are vehicles. And there's a lot of variables. You don't want to get anybody else hurt, but they felt that it was imperative that they pull him over at that time based on the information they had. They also had information pertaining to the location that he lived at. Remember, he had been evicted and was at a location that actually belonged to his mother-in-law. His mother-in-law was interviewed by various outlets, including Brian Enten of News Nation. She clearly said, listen, we were just sitting there. They stormed in. He stays home most weekends with his children that she believed. She wasn't certain, but she felt pretty positive that he was home. Long story short, they detained him. They were very clear to say this was a detainment, not that this was an arrest. And that's for a good cause. So I think it's important to know in the FBI that when you have information received about an individual, and I believe this photo was part of what ignited that suspicion on this individual, when you have information regarding an individual, you have to follow up on it. We'll call him Carlos. I won't mention his last name because I believe he's completely been cleared of this, but you have to follow up. Again, they had enough information to put a search warrant together and look for Nancy Guthrie at that house. They ascertained that there was, I believe, no involvement because they let him go. I've also seen the interviews of Carlos and the interviews of his mom. They were very believable. Obviously, the mother and as well anybody would be in the middle of the night to have somebody, a SWAT team, come in and, you know, storm through your house and handcuff your son and so forth. And I could also definitely hear on her voice that she is probably planning a lawsuit by, she said, his hands were hurt. So in any event, this is what the Bureau is going to do. Just like those ransom demands, they're going to run those aground. You know, they had the family make those pleas. That was very purposeful and scripted. They were trying to see if those pleas, if those ransom letters were actually legitimate, which I think the majority of us believe that was not legitimate. In other words, they showed no proof of life that would legitimize their demand. They came forward with those demands to the media 3 days later. They made sure that their demands were well in the news by starting with two local stations, which means probably very familiar with this area, and then moving on to TMZ, a national network that they knew then their demands. I think this was part of a cat and mouse and a part of really just hurting this family. We see it all the time in these cases, in missing cases. The thing you don't see is what's these demands that are made behind the scenes into families. I've done many shows about it, not on Break the Case with Jen Coffendaffer, but rather on News Nation, specifically about what happens to missing people and how they're extorted, and how these leeches, and they are no less than a leech, will come forward and try to prey on these poor families at their lowest moment. So any event, that's what I think we saw here. But we'll see. We still don't have the full answers and the full picture of everything that happened. I want to talk a little bit more where I left up about this individual. Again, distinctive eyebrows. In my opinion, this is a cultural thing, likely Latin and Italians, men, many of them manicure their eyebrows very succinctly. No, I don't think this is a part of that. The mask he wore, I really believe these are his eyebrows. It also looked like he had a mustache. I'm also trying to look at a mark on his wrist area, arm area, to see if I see a tattoo or part of a tattoo. Still haven't been able to get good enough optic on that to ascertain. But one of the things they're going to be able to show, and I'll bring this up, which this is so interesting, right? Now we see the branches that he used, that he had right over that ring camera. I always wondered, why was all this greenery on the porch? And now we know why. He used it to cover that camera. I still believe these are droplets. We know they fell from Nancy. Law enforcement has verified that. And I believe where you see the splash marks, I don't think those are spatter. In other words, not hit and then blood spatters out, but rather the dripping. And as the door was closed, those drips came down and down and down and made the splash mark where this perpetrator or perpetrators turned and actually closed the door. But you can see these sutil tiles. I think they're probably 8x8s. They could be 12x12s, but they're going to be able to, and I want to pull this picture back up, determine the shoe size of this man. And I do believe he's a man. They're going to be able to determine his shoe size based on those tiles, I believe, and where he walks. They're also going to be able to use that arch to show what height he is. They're working feverishly on this backpack, on the gloves, on the mask, which I think was very unique, on his shoes. All of that they're going to be working on behind the scenes. As far as, you know, some people might believe, how could they go this far as to get a search warrant? Listen, we don't know all the information they had. And clearly, law enforcement believed he was in there. I want to talk a little bit about the hostage rescue team. The hostage rescue team, I think somebody called it recovery team, but it's the hostage rescue team, is the elite of the elite of the FBI's swatters, if you will. Many of them, there's a program that actually you can come straight in from the military after basic training and go into HRT. They are really almost professional paid, we used to call them athletes, but way beyond athletes, really well-trained operators. That's what we call them. In the SWAT program in the FBI, we have operators. That doesn't mean they're sitting behind a desk listening to telephones. This means that they are operational on that team. I was a SWAT operator for 15 years, and for 4.5 of those years, I was on the Houston Enhanced Team, and we worked with HRT. My training that lasted, was it 2 weeks? I really need to go back and look. I think it was 2 weeks back then to receive my SWAT certification was done by HRT. Two of the toughest weeks of my life. You can imagine I was only a girl. The guys always say, Jen, you really made us pay, on the tryouts. I had three different tryouts cause I was on Houston's team, Dallas teams and San Juan's team. But this is all going back to the point I want to make. And I make this because I know about it, which is what I was trying to reiterate here. Is that the hostage rescue team typically back in those days, back through 2016, I don't know under Cash Patel, certainly, but you had to, they're very expensive. They typically all fly in. They bring helicopters, they bring operators, they bring their equipment, and it's very expensive, as you can imagine. In addition, you have to have proof that you're going to use them, and it's an operational capacity that would require their presence. I was so hopeful yesterday when it was reported that the hostage rescue team was there. I was so hopeful that maybe they had a bead on where she was, and I think they thought they did. But they didn't, it didn't ferret out to be anything you can look at. This happens in cases. I just can't tell you from behind the scenes working these cases, you follow every lead to ground. There's 100 FBI agents on this, plus the Pima County Sheriff's Office. They are working nonstop to solve this. What really, I think now is quite a mystery. We saw yesterday, this is also critically important. We saw the teams over at Annie Guthrie, and this is her husband, Tommaso Cielo. We saw them at Annie's house again, not only doing a re-canvass of the neighbors, asking for permission to search sheds, to search their yards, to search any place where, to me, either Nancy could be or indicia of this crime could be. They were also beating the bushes literally at Annie's home, I think, looking for any clues. What keeps taking them back there? They did a three-hour search with gloved hand. They took out evidence in paper bags. They used flashlights. That shows me an evidence search. What in the world, I say flashlights, photography, what in the world keeps bringing them back to this house? Some may say they're acting very kinky here. I agree with you, but remember, they have been under the auspices of suspicion, right? It was turned on them very early, and so perhaps they are just ducking down because of all the attention they're getting. We know they removed their social media accounts. He did, Tommaso, I think all but one. One, I believe, was left up. But the active accounts and a lot of the everything's gone. I understand that if you're getting barraged with, you know, people saying terrible things about you, but you would think they would just make it private and keep their friends informed on how they were doing. Nevertheless, I'm not going to judge. I've seen it all, but they keep going back there. That's by no mistake. I think it's a combination of due diligence to see if they could prove the alibi that Annie and Tommaso has given, combined with leads that are keeping them going back there, which is important. I want to touch on two last things and then I'm going to have to go. I want you to just see this house from the street right here. This is one of the better pictures. This was no accident. This wasn't just somebody walking around the neighborhood looking for houses to vandalize. They went straight to that camera, in my opinion. They picked Nancy Guthrie, 100%. Is this guy a bumbling idiot? You know, he's not the best. No, he's really well masked. His gun is absolutely not holstered correctly. This isn't a guy with any gun experience, in my opinion. He grabbed his holster. I posted what this is likely, the type of holster he has. There's no thumb break. He just wanted to be able to quick draw this as rapidly as possible. It's obvious he's right-handed. You would never cross-draw like that. This is a right-handed individual. You can also tell by his actions. He didn't even bring anything to cover that camera. That gives me a clue as to the professionalism or lack thereof of this individual. You're also looking at a guy that I don't think has any sort of military training, at least not in this country, or police training. His tactics are they're good from the standpoint of he was able to disable that camera, but everything else, you know, grabbing branches. He was also fussing around. Was he looking for a key? Do we have any signs of forced entry on this door? No. I mean, we've all seen it shut. Oh, shoot. I didn't show the picture of the door, but there's nothing that shows forced entry. So how did he get in? What's in that backpack? Does he have lock picking tools? Maybe he's a better lock picker than he is sort of preparing for this mission. I also want to comment that, quite frankly, you know, we're being pretty tough on this guy and on the ransom note givers. But look, we're on day 11 with 100 FBI agents. And that tells you behind the scenes, the analyst support is Lord knows how many people are involved. There's only about maybe 1,300 FBI agents. Sometimes it's down to 9,000, sometimes 10. When I was in, it was about 10 or so. There's only, a 100 agents are on this. And again, support staff is triple in the FBI of the agent staff. So this is being really looked at. And yet, even though we say this guy wasn't a professional, listen, he's been able to fool, law enforcement and get away with it to this day, day 11. And also, we don't have anyone in custody for that ransom notes, the ransom notes, or the Bitcoin account, nothing. So while I keep saying that they don't really seem like they know what they're doing in terms of getting money and in terms of covering fully their face and not bringing the proper items to commit this crime, they sure did get away with it. So they were good enough, at least for right now. Again, day 11, have to run off to News Nation. Keep watching News Nation. It's very unbiased, all sorts of different people reporting on it. You have Brian Enten on scene, and you know he's going to ask the tough questions. He's going to track down people. He's going to run up on a porch and grab blood. And at the end of the day, in the balance, that we cannot forget is Nancy Guthrie's life. If you have tips, call them in. Please, please don't call in with your theories. Please, please, please keep that to social media. You can bet law enforcement is looking at social media. They're going to be able to pick out if there's particular clues that they or thoughts that they think are interesting. But the last thing they need are inundated with hypotheses of what you think is happening, or not you all, but generally speaking, what they need is a manufacturer saying, that's my mask, or on the shoes, those are our shoes, or an individual saying, oh my gosh, I believe that's this guy because I saw him with a mask here, he's been gone, or whatever it was, he wasn't there on the at the time of this kidnapping. So please keep these tip lines down to people who really know something, not just hypothets based on a sleuthing, because that is not going to help law enforcement. They are drinking from a fire hose right now. The FBI's command center is 24/7 right now with the Pima County Sheriff's Office. I hope that all of you will sort of spread that message, because there's nothing worse than literally having to run tips aground that are meaningless. All right, everyone. Thank you so much for being here. I appreciate you all. I'll keep you up to date via Twitter and go on when I can on Break the Case with Jen Coffendaffer. Thank you for being here. Thank you to my mods. I appreciate each and every one of you. Can't wait to look back at your comments. Until next time, let's hope justice is served for Nancy Guthrie.
Want to break the case with Jennifer Coffendaffer even more? Then press subscribe right now and join Jen on YouTube. Just search Break the Case with Jennifer Coffendaffer. Now,
let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal, $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money. But nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app, with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's
social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Save big money on everything for your next bathroom project now at Menards. Upgrade your bathroom with Max. With more than 1,000 showers, bathtubs, and surrounds, you're sure to find exactly what you need to add luxury and style to your bathroom. Save big on our entire selection of Max bathroom products. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big.